Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East 17th Avenue in Hutchinson.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're going to hear a clip here about what we were talking about. It's back in the news now with Fauci getting indicted. But the big cover-up with what's happening with the COVID vax. And John, we told everybody about this. We told everybody, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's like sometimes it's like nobody's listening, but they are listening. But go ahead and take it away, Andy.
After 75 days of putting Americans in danger and blocking paychecks for hardworking patriots, Democrats just lost their sick little game of make America unsafe again. The GOP finally beat their miserable America-hating shutdown. The Senate voted to fund DHS, Secret Service, and ICE, and President Trump has already signed it. Tonight, I'll break down the win, expose a new bombshell report showing Big Pharma lied to cash in on COVID, while Trump's new Surgeon General pick looks like an absolute godsend. And then I'm going to show you a never-before-seen, slowed-down video of the Cole Allen assassination attempt where a Secret Service agent is blasted right in the chest with a shotgun. You're not going to believe it. Thank you guys so much for liking and sharing these videos. Let's go ahead and jump right into the news. Congress has finally voted to end the record-breaking, Democrat-driven shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security. The funding bill went to President Trump's desk for signature. The Senate passed the first measure. The House followed with a voice vote just hours before emergency stopgap money for salaries ran dry. The package restores normal funding for most of DHS through September 30th, including FEMA, the Coast Guard, TSA, Secret Service, and key cyber defense operations, allowing critical national security function to get back on track after 75 days of disruption. But this is not the end of the border battle. It's a temporary ceasefire. The deal pointedly leaves out new money for ICE and Border Patrol, the very agencies at the center of the partisan battle. Democrats have refused to back enforcement funding unless Republicans accept new rules and restrictions on tactics like raids in sensitive locations, and masks used by officers, demand GOP negotiators reject Basically, they decided not to do it. I don't know why my brain can't get through that line. Anyway, I'm going to move on. So this has now gone and been signed. Now for Trump, this is a tactical win and a setup for the next round. He gets DHS largely reopened, the immediate political pain of the shutdown removed, and a clear runway to push a massive enforcement package for ICE and Border Patrol as a standalone bill. Democrats can now claim they protected workers at TSA and FEMA, but they also own a 75-day shutdown that did nothing to stop Trump from coming right back to demand even more money for ICE and Border Patrol. Well, at least you guys know I'm not AI and I make lots of mistakes. Now, President Trump has picked Fox News medical contributor, Dr. Nicole Safier, as his new nominee for U.S. Surgeon General. And it's a very make America healthy again choice. Dr. Safier is a board certified radiologist and she is super MAGA. And also super MAHA. Trump praised her as a star physician and an incredible communicator who can translate complex medical issues into plain English and helped the Make America Healthy Again initiative move forward. What makes this pick especially interesting is how it contrasts with both Trump's own COVID vaccine stance and his last nominee. Dr. Safier built a brand criticizing COVID-era school closures, COVID mandates, and public health overreach, and has been openly skeptical of how the CDC and political class handled the vaccine rollout and messaging. She supported reopening schools sooner, warned about social and mental health damage because of lockdowns, and pushed a strong personal choice when it came to vaccines. Now, that's a noticeable pivot from Trump's own personal pride of Operation Warp Speed. President Trump had previously nominated wellness influencer Casey Means, whose views on vaccines and medical training drew heavy fire in the Senate. By pulling Means and turning to Sapphire, Trump is signaling he wants a system-questioning surgeon general, but this time with deep credentials, a cancer care track record, and sharper media presence. If confirmed, expect a surgeon general who is anti-mandate, big on personal responsibility and preventative care, and will challenge the public health establishment that failed us so badly during the COVID lockdowns. And this is perfect. It's great news for the MAHA, especially with a brand new bombshell report out today about Big Pharma covering up the COVID shots and Dr. Fauci's close colleague being arrested and indicted earlier this week. Listen up as they talk about what Big Pharma purposely buried in the about the injection that they were able to get into the arms of close to 100 million Americans. Listen to this.
Here's the sheet. These are the adverse events that they were showing a safety signal for using the new method. Bell's palsy, sinus rhythm, cardiac failure, chronic, acute left ventricular failure, agonal rhythm, which is severe arrhythmia generally occurred at the end of life, pulmonary infarction, cerebral artery occlusion, aortic stenosis, sudden cardiac death, hypertensive emergency, basal ganglia stroke. Now these aren't minor. Remember, we're always told, you know, adverse events are rare and minor. These are not minor adverse events. And these safety signals were showing, and they were strong, but they were being hidden because FDA officials refused to acknowledge that the current system they were using was invalidated. And they had to look at the new system that unmasked these things. Our report goes on to detail how federal officials refused to acknowledge these revelations or take action to warn the public. Instead, senior FDA officials repeatedly tried to stop Dr. Scharfman from continuing her work or communicating her findings outside of FDA. In September 2021, Dr. Marks informed Dr. Patricia Cavazzoni, the then director of CDER, that Dr. Scharfman, who was a CDER employee, quote, has been asked to cease and desist conducting her data analysis. Dr. Marks complained that Dr. Scharfman's work had become, quote, a major distraction, that her efforts could create erroneous conflicts that feed to anti-vaccination rhetoric.
All right. So Big Pharma paid to bury all this. They went to legal battles, getting cease and desist. They knew for a fact people were dying from this vaccine. They were having all kinds of heart issues, sudden death. Their heart was literally like turning to stone, all kinds of problems. And yet they shoved this down our throat. They tried to do a mandate. And this new doctor, she's not going to have it. She knows that Big Pharma is a piece of crap. I mean, I'm grateful. I'm alive because of Big Pharma, but I know for a fact that they put profits over people. And in the medical world, you just cannot do that. They tried to bury all of this information. And right now, they're trying to say that RFK Jr. is Satan himself because he has a differing opinion on how to treat measles and is giving people the option of choosing whether to be vaccinated or not. When meanwhile, they were literally mandating a shot that was killing people, that was injuring people, that was leaving people paralyzed. And new studies out show that 60% of Americans believe that they know somebody who was vaccine damaged or died from the shot. So this is bombshell information on the heels of Trump's new surgeon general that many Democrats and those that take money from Big Pharma already say they're going to block. Why? because she's anti-COVID vaccine. Now, earlier this week, 22 businesses in Somalia, gosh, I keep messing up, Minnesota, woke up to the FBI raiding their business and grabbing their business records. Well, now we know why. Vice President J.D. Vance says that these records and all of the paper trail will be used to figure out which government officials were part of the funding, part of the cover-up, or part of both. He said, no one is going to admit that they were part of the fraud, but we are going to dig in and we are going to find out the truth.
Do you expect some type of accountability beyond political, some type of accountability for Attorney General Ellison or Governor Waltz?
Well, we have to follow the law where it leads. And what we know is that there were multiple Minnesota authorities who were turning a blind eye to this fraud. What we don't yet know is whether they knew it was going on as it was going on. But that's one of the things that we're looking at with these investigations. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to let anybody who committed a crime off the hook. And in fact, if you're a senior officer, if you're the attorney general or the governor or any other elected official, we're going to look extra hard at what you knew and when you knew it and how connected your actions were to this fraud scheme. But it's part of the reason why we're serving these warrants, Will, is because, of course, people don't come out and tell you, oh, yeah, I knew that the Quality Learning Center was committing fraud and people were getting rich off of it, and I did nothing. People don't say that. So we've got to do the investigatory work to understand what was known, when it was known, and by whom. That's a big part of the reason why the fraud investigation, these warrants that we saw being served all across the city of Minneapolis, why that's such a big deal is because we're finally starting to really get into the nitty-gritty of what we knew, of what people were involved in this fraud scheme. But regardless of whether there was criminal wrongdoing on behalf of the governor, of course, like I said, well, we're going to let the law make those determinations. We know that he turned a blind eye towards this. I mean, you have people, Will, who came into this country, many of them illegally, and 6 months later, they're driving Mercedes, despite the fact that they don't have a job. That doesn't happen without some defrauding of the American taxpayer. The fact that they turned a blind eye towards it for so long is a scandal. We're also going to find out whether it was criminal.
All right. We know it was a scandal. We're going to find out whether it was criminal. So these raids are not just about rounding up the actual fraudsters. It's also about digging in and finding out exactly who knew, when they knew, and for how long. All right, let me show you a full color, slowed down to 35% video of Trump assassin.
All righty, we're back. And folks, there you go. You know, it's all finally coming out, you know, what we were saying years ago. It's all coming out now. Ohio Patriots, there's an upcoming event. And that is what is taking place here. And that is ohiopatriots.org talking about in Washington, D.C. on May 17th, you're going to have one day of bus excursion. It's the 250th anniversary of America. And so here in Ohio, the Cleveland, Northeast Ohio area, they have buses, one day bus excursion to Washington, D.C. And I'll just let you know, it's Sunday, May 17th, departs Saturday evening, May 16th, and it goes, go on. I'm going to see if I can find a phone number or to call, but it's easy, stress-free, comfortable, chartered buses with experienced drivers, multiple convenient pickup locations across Northeast Ohio, priority access for those who place a deposit now, and here to go, what do you do? Well, I'm looking for a phone number or some place to call, but what you do is you just go to Freedom 250 website, the Freedom 250 website, and the ohiopatriots.org, a constitutional ministry. So make sure you mark your calendar to be a part of that here. We'll announce it some more. We'll get more information, see if we can get you a phone number to call for exact pickup times and that. People forgot about phones, haven't they?
They have.
They have nowadays, okay. And here,
It's very frustrating when you can't talk to somebody.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, they have, you know, see, a lot of times people don't carry around computers in their cars or they can't go up on the internet, but they can usually find a phone, huh?
Right.
We used to have what we call phone booths, you know. It was funny because we were talking about that, some of the young kids, and they said, "What's a phone booth?" They haven't ever seen one. And so that's...
Pastor Ernie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any way we can talk about that, well, it'll be a video that you played, and we heard it audio. I mean, that was chock full of incredible information, absolutely chock full.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it. We've been talking about it, trying getting the word out. Do you know that over 25 million people worldwide have been known to die directly from the shot? 25 million. What else has killed anywhere near that kind of that amount of people, John?
Well, of course, I guess some plague that comes around, Pastor Ernie, but I mean, the evidence was there, and we warned you. You had some top medical people on explaining the danger of those shots, and they're not vaccines, Pastor Ernie. You know, this is death in this shot, purposely done by Fauci. You know,
it's awful. My best friend and had had the vaccine. Very healthy, worked out all the time, cerebral hemorrhage, a blood clot. The very next day, it was my brother that died, my older brother died, down in Florida, in Pensacola area, of a heart attack. No heart issues before. You know, of course, when they do the autopsy, they say, well, he had some heart disease. They didn't know about it. He felt like he had heartburn. But he was a healthy guy. He ran, he exercised, he boated. And both my best friend and my brother died back-to-back after taking that vaccine.
All of these women, I had that that gynecologist, that Jewish woman on. She was talking about all of her patients miscarrying, and she said literally some of the young women bled to death. They bled to death because of those shots. And we, you know, and Big Pharma, it's like, well, you know, we'll get sued or whatever, but, you know, we have to see, you know, balance it out how much money we're going to make. It's all about money, okay? And the Bible says all of those that hate God love death. We had a woman on here from, the biggest one of the big pharma, the one that you see always advertising on Fox News. I think it starts with a... what is that, the largest of the big pharma? Not Johnson & Johnson, the other one.
Lilly?
Pardon?
Lilly?
No, not Lilly.
Pfizer.
Pfizer. That woman was she was a scientist, one of the top from Pfizer, and she said they had six different levels of the so-called vaccine. And they want everything from basically salt water to very, very toxic. And when they shipped they said they shipped the very, very toxic to red areas, to red states. That's where, and so I have, and you know, they kind of knew about it in the hospital. And here's the thing, too, right here with Cleveland Clinic about 4 years ago, if you remember, they were saying that they came out with a study, and they said that if you, remember when Joe Biden first came into office? He said, if you take the shot, you won't get COVID, right? He had COVID four times, right? And they said, Cleveland Clinic, that you were four times more likely to get COVID if you took the shot, okay? So let me ask you the question here. If you're four times more likely to get COVID by taking the shot, how many times more likely are you to die from COVID? Obviously,
yeah,
four times more, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And after doing that, then they still said, we have the shots available if you want to come get them.
Yeah.
In other words,
yes,
calling on the stupid. We're calling on the stupid, you know. You know, it's amazing.
Pastor Ernie, notice how there's been a, in my opinion, a definite change in the Justice Department when Trump fired Abondi.
Yeah, this guy's moving much quicker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. This is, like, exciting.
Yeah.
And I had no idea of this woman appointed as the Surgeon General. And I just heard by what you were playing there, I was delighted to hear her pedigree and how she's going to fit in perfectly.
Did you notice something about Trump? All these women he's appointing, it seems like they're all very, very pretty. That woman he's talking about is very, very pretty. And she
I haven't seen her yet. Yeah.
Oh, she's on Fox News all the time. Yeah, he seems like Trump has an eye for the pretty ones out there. Maybe it's just that Republican women are prettier than Democrats.
Oh, yeah. Remember Janet Reno? She was the...
Butch, yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember.
And then to hear what's going on with public corruption, and Vance is involved. Trump pointed him as, like, the corruption czar or something like that, which is important. He can coordinate things among states and all that. So this is I'm very excited about everything that's going on, Pastor Ernie, now.
Yeah, this is what we've been waiting for. We wanted some justice, and it looks like the Fauci's going to get arrested. This guy should be charged, with with genocide. He should be charged with genocide. This guy, he knew what he was doing. Not only that, they experimented. Fauci experimented on all those orphan children that had no parents. They got them out of the orphanages and that. And little puppies. He experimented on puppies, cut their vocal cords, the little beagle dogs, so they couldn't whine, and let them be eaten alive by sand fleas to see how long it would take and how much pain they could take. This guy's a beast. He's an animal.
That's Mengele, Pastor Ernie. That's Mengele for the Nazi. Those are the exact kind of experiments he did on people.
And that's why the Democrats love him, because he's evil. And they love evil. They really do love evil, folks.
Oh, yes. Yes, they do. And the thing that stands out with Fauci, with me, with looking back on that time, was him going on TV and saying, "You can't argue with me. I'm science. I'm science. You can't argue with me."
Yeah, he was the highest. He's the devil is what he is. He was the highest paid government official, too. His salary was higher than that of the president of the United States. Let's open the phone lines. Hey, Andy, let's open the phone lines here. If anyone has a call, especially out in Northeast Ohio, in your five counties, those are Geauga, Ashtabula, Lake,
Trumbull, and Portage.
Yeah. If you have for Judge David Engler, if you have a question or a comment, we'd like to hear from you folks out there. The phone lines are open at 216-901-0933. 216-901-0933. One more time, 216-901-0933. You're absolutely right, John. And, there's something happening there in Texas there. You have a 400-acre called Epic City, a city on 400 acres of land for the Muslims, and it has 1,000 homes. And only Muslims are allowed to move in there. Only Muslims are allowed. It's a little city, Epic City, are allowed to move in. And they have where they're going to have, they're planning on having Sharia law, their own courts and everything. Here you have a crooked judge. This crooked judge has ruled against the state of Texas. The state of Texas says you can't do that. You can't have that. You can't be teaching Sharia law. You cannot have a city where you said only Muslims can move in here. And this crooked judge, Democrat judge, ruled against us. Here you go. And I wonder how much he got paid for that. Well, I tell you,
Ernie, I can tell, being in Texas, there's a stir here now amongst the people. They're starting to really wake up about Islam. And there was in the primary, this wasn't a constitutional issue, but the primary asked the Republicans if you wanted a constitutional amendment against Sharia law. And the vote with Republicans was like really 99%. So this has got a lot of strength here, a lot of political power behind it. And we're going to see a real confrontation here in Texas because the Muslims, they want to bring Texas down, and the people are not going to let them. So this is going to be a major confrontation in this state against Islam, personally.
Well, you know, they're planning on doing here in America what they did in England. England is a Muslim country now, okay? It's a Muslim country. The ironic thing is you got Prince Charles, who's the head of the Church of England, and he's a Muslim. You got a Muslim that's the head of the Church in England. And this is why they have one of the reasons why they wouldn't let us use our own military bases in that, because the pressure put on them by the Muslims in the United Kingdom up upon the government not to let us do that. And, boy, that was a big mistake. That's going to cost them.
Pastor Ernie, did you see where Trump is requesting that Spain be removed from NATO?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Because Spain is going Muslim. It really is. Spain is also tying up with China. And Spain is going right down the road of doing away with everybody's rights and promoting Islam. And they want all these illegal aliens in. So, I mean, Spain is no more the West in that than Pakistan.
Well, as Trump now has made it executive ordered, no new Muslims coming into the country. No new Muslims can come into the country. That's what Trump has got his executive order out there because of this. And, you know, what's taking place, in a, especially there where it comes to the voting. Do you know, in Wayne County, Michigan, that's where Detroit's at, Wayne County, you know, they have... The DOJ has demanded, because they came up with 865,000 very questionable ballots that are suspect, they believe. But you know what else they found out? Okay, that 325,000 are not eligible to vote because they're dead, but they're still voting. Okay, and the Attorney General in Michigan is fighting them. He's refusing. They're refusing to turn over the clerk over there, too, in Wayne County, to the Justice Department, all of these ballots. So there's going to be some kind of a showdown there. And I guess, John, that the Justice Department could just send in the FBI, can't they?
This gets really legal with the courts, Beth, Ernie. You know, this here... this is a mess. Once the courts get involved and they make decisions and all. But what the Supreme Court did was exciting. They stopped all that called gerrymandering, and where they were setting up counties or election in states favoring the Democrats. So it's all been wiped away. And coming this this November, there'll be no, like, Democrat-set-up district, and it's possible that the Republicans can win 27 more districts in the South, past 30. 27 more.
Right.
Plus the five in Texas.
I lived through that as an attorney, that entire gerrymandering on the basis of race, you know, and the two attorneys that led the efforts in the state of Ohio, I knew them both. They were excellent attorneys. But they completely were able to use this notion that race is a valid way to pack a district.
Jeez. Let's go take a call. Greg, you're in the air.
Ernie, good
How
to
are you?
Talk to you again. I'm having more fun than a human being ought to be allowed to have.
Yeah, with what we're talking about tonight, yeah.
You know who I stole that from, right?
Well, Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. Exactly. Listen, real quick, as you know, we're working on the buses for May 17th. The website ohiopatriots.org is absolutely complete with every bit of information that a person needs right there. They can just scroll down. It's all there. And they can access it on their phones.
All right, very good. But, you know, you really should have, like, a phone number, because there's a lot of people that don't have smartphones. They still have, you know, a lot of folks your age and my age, Greg, that are, you know, they're retired and they've acquired some wealth and they can contribute. And that's one of the problems, as the judge here can tell you. He knows that the mistake they make is now putting a number where people can call direct. You know, and get their questions asked. If you make it easy for them, they'll do it. But that's just a suggestion.
Well, I think we'll be able to do that. We'll put that number on the website, so when they go there, they can see the number and call if they need to.
Yeah, that would be a great idea. It works.
Sure. We thought because of our technical background that everybody was going to have technical access, but I guess that's not exactly right.
No, you have a lot of people nowadays. There's a trend, especially older folks. They've thrown their televisions out. They're tired of what they're seeing on the news. They listen to the radio, but they don't have the internet. Many of them don't have. A lot of them don't have the internet. I get letters. We just deleted 37,000 emails. 37,000. And so a lot of them would tell you they don't, you know, the letters we get that they write, that we pray over, that we're not on the internet. And that's why some of the people wanted me to put our newsletter on the internet. That's a big problem with that. A lot of the people aren't there. But I tell you, you know, I don't get along with computers at all. I don't like them. And I remember, Judge here and I were talking about that. When I was in the military, when I was in the Army, the computers, the first computers there, they were the size of refrigerators.
Wow.
And they were literally the size of refrigerators, and they were boasting about how much knowledge is on these things there. And I was, now look at it. My little phone's got a lot more on it than...
Much more.
Yeah, much more on it than those big, giant computers they had.
Yeah, the one of the terrible pieces of technology that exists is that the gaming companies for the kids can do a better job and are going to be forced to do a better job through litigation. And I always have to say this. I'm going to follow the Constitution and the law. But there's those games that kids play. Predators stalk them on these games. And people are suing the game companies, they're suing the social media companies, because they are hooking the young people onto their social media with the likes and dislike, the, you know, like my face, dislike my face, and it has the same type of corrosive effects that tobacco would have on a young person. I mean, literally, it makes them sick. There's a study that came out that showed the increase in suicide among young girls with the advent of the creation of the like button on social media. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah, one of those things that the young girls, this AI, what it's doing is it's taking their face and it's putting the body on a voluptuous woman.
Sure.
And is making up nude bodies, completely false, but it, you know, but it looks real. And then they're putting this out, and it's going out there on the internet, you know, and the social thing that these kids watch in the schools, and some of these young girls committed suicide because of that. And that's one of the things. And the other thing that bothers me is, you know, these information, these data that they want to build, these data centers here. I'm concerned about a lot of things with those data centers, especially you know, how much energy it takes and how much clean water it has to use. And, you know, what we're seeing is prophesied there in Daniel. Daniel chapter 12, verses 3 and 4, he tells you that in the last days, it says, knowledge will be increased rapidly. When you see knowledge being increased rapidly, and then you see, when you're seeing people moving, transportation people moving back and forth rapidly, that's when the unsealing of the book begins. We're seeing that book. He told Daniel to seal it up until the end. We're seeing it, everything being unsealed now. But nobody, the vast majority of people out there, are clueless. They got no idea what they're seeing.
Yeah, I actually follow child trafficking. And I was just in Long Island on a reawakening summit where the main subject of this two-day summit Saturday, this past Saturday and Sunday, was on child trafficking.
Yeah.
You know, Ohio's a hot spot for it. And that's why, going back to the litigation that I had filed, and anyone could follow it by going on to the Ohio State Supreme website, typing in Judge David Engler, and you could sign up for email updates directly from the Supreme Court. But there are sex traffickers who are preying on young girls and going to take them to the abortion provider. They're going to get an abortion, put them back out in the streets. The parents don't know anything about it. No one knows anything about it. They literally cover up their crime.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood works right along with the child sex traffickers. They work right hand in hand with them. They got caught doing that.
Child sex trafficking in the whole United States, of all 50 states, is the worst in Ohio.
I thought it was worse in Tennessee. I thought we were number two.
No, well, according to the people I've been talking to, Ohio is worse. But yet, what does it matter if you're one or two? I mean, that's still pretty bad.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
But yeah. And you know, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is that good people do nothing.
Right. And it's interesting, John, like even in my campaign for the 11th District Court of Appeals, you know, as soon as I come out with a lawsuit, you know, it's one reporter tried to criticize me. He said, "Well, you're filing it now because you're running for office." I said, "Should I wait when I know that I have something that might save lives, that might protect children? Should I wait because it's politically convenient? I'm not sure if it's good or bad, because there's certainly plenty of people biting at my heels when I talk about my litigation." But oddly enough, the same person that was supported by the dark money pack that's flowing into Geauga County and also into Trumbull County, that person went on the attack against me, you know, my opponent, started attacking me. 2 days after I announced my litigation, I start getting the negative attack, you know, calling me all sorts of, you know, names and trying to drag me down to ruin my credibility and not saying a word. Not saying a word, because you think that my opponent, if they actually cared about this issue, could say, like, "I think the judge is right." I would do it. If somebody has a good idea, it doesn't matter. Say, sure.
What Judge is talking about here, he has standing to be able to overturn issue 1 of 23, which made a right for a constitutional right in Ohio to kill your child, to kill a baby in the womb. And how horrible it's gone now. Do you know that in California, the state of Washington, and just recently in Minnesota, and now they've got a bill in New Jersey, that they ruled, now they passed it in those states, that you can kill a baby up to 28 days after he's born. 28 days after the baby's born, if you find defects, you can kill the baby. That's passed. People don't know about that, okay? That's evil as evil gets. It's as evil as evil gets.
The children of darkness are more diligent than the children of light.
Yep, when it comes to, yeah.
Well, that would make sense. I'm not sure of the legislation you're talking about, Pastor Ernie, but this week in Ohio, it was floated, a representative wants to bring in medically assisted death legislation to Ohio, just like they have in Canada. That's been beaten back other places. So if medically assisted death is okay for someone when they're saying they're in the last 6 months of their life, right? That's what the legislation is right now. Why wouldn't it be okay if you say that that person that got born, that baby, is going to die within 6 months? So why not give authority to kill the baby anyway?
Yeah,
it's the same type of, you cannot separate the logic from one from the other. You just can't do it. You can't draw lines.
The scripture says all of those that hate God love death. All of those that hate God love death, okay? He also said, I've set before you this day life and death, blessing and cursing. So choose life and a blessing and not death and a curse, okay? And so, again, the entire purpose of divine human government, the entire purpose that God gave us when he gave us that Noahic covenant, was to preserve the image of God, that being man. From Genesis 1 to Genesis 9, three times, the very first command that God ever gave man was to be fruitful and multiply, to be fruitful and multiply. There you go. And our
Can
government...
I say one quick thing to the judge? I would love to be standing there on the day when Jesus Christ says to you, well done, good and faithful servant.
Well, thank you for that.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yep. So, all right, there we go. Give yourself a quick plug again, Greg, on the 250th anniversary.
Yeah, May 17th is the rededication of our country to our founding principles. It's going to be an incredible day, and we are organizing buses from Northern Ohio to the event. We're not making any money on it. It's just what it costs us. And ohiopatriots.org is the website to go to with all of the information. It works really well. We've tested it out, and anything you want to find out is right there. Or, I'm sorry, I forgot the other website name I don't ever go to, and I keep forgetting it. But
well, that's enough for now.
Yeah, that's enough for now. So ohiopatriots.org really has it all.
And we'll keep announcing that before you. Okay, before the 17th. All right, yeah. Very, very good. So
take care, Ernie. Thank you so much. And, Judge, many blessings to you. Thanks for what you're doing.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's my calling.
Yep, absolutely.
It's my calling.
Yeah, well, see, that's one of the things that we really need to make people understand. You know, you don't have to be a pastor to be a doer of the word.
No,
we have the responsibility, okay, to be a voice for the voiceless. We're all read Proverbs 24 verse 10, 11, and 12. It makes it very clear. Rescue those being led to slaughter, drawn to death. And if you say in those days, well, I didn't know it, won't he that looks upon your heart, won't he know, okay? Won't he judge you for that? So it makes it very clear. We all have the obligation. We all have the obligation to do all that we can. Because when we stand before the Lord on that Bema Seat judgment, John, and he says, what were you doing when they were killing my babies? The only answer that's going to be accepted is all that I could to stop it, huh? So there you go.
He expects us to stand up against wickedness and not look the other way. And it's the church to be leading the charge in it.
Yeah.
This issue has completely changed my life. You know, because as I talk to old friends who would not support me for my candidacy, old friends, you know, over 40 years of friendship. And, you know, but because I have a religious perspective to what I do and I'm not afraid to talk about it, I'm still always going to follow the Constitution and the laws. I'm not going to give people the people that come in front of my court right now love what I do with them because I'm fair to everyone. I don't care who you are, you're going to get a fair shake, and you'll continue to get a fair shake with me as a Court of Appeals judge. But what I've come to realize is that this whole issue of abortion is like a sacrament to the left.
Yes.
It's a sacrament.
Yes, you're right.
It's so important, and it's something that I'm sure you already know this, Pastor, because you've lived it for such a long time. It's so important because it's where that person believes in abortion because they then become their own God. They are the ones who are able to decide what lives and what doesn't live. And so the only thing that fits them is to have that ability overall. And it also, the same, they don't want any church guidance, any biblical truth. They want to create their own society built by them, the elites, and they'll make the rules, and then we take our knee to them, the government, and that's what I'm fighting against.
And that's what all those people were marching for out there today. The vast majority of them had no idea what they were doing. I mean, they really didn't.
Did you know that they're supported by a billionaire out of China?
Oh, yeah. Him and George Soros both, yeah. He made his money here, and he moved to China because of he was in trouble here. He broke the law. And so, yeah, he's one of the ones that's supporting that whole rent-a-mob thing. They're behind that.
Right, okay? Rent-a-mob.
And so, you know, I'll tell you this very quickly, and then John's got to do what John's got to do. But here, some years ago, a judge, and he asked me this to be confident, and this was, I won't tell you his name, but he was a very well-known judge. And he asked me, he said, you know, I'd really like to know more about getting involved in your death row ministry. He said, I'd really like to know more about that. He said, what's the chances of we talking? I said, yeah, sure. He said, well, let's go out to dinner. He took me out to a really nice restaurant. But it came out that wasn't really what he was interested in. He wanted to know a biblical law. He wanted to know what the Bible, and that's why I used to talk biblical law. And so he says to me, you know, you have a lot more authority than I do because you have the ultimate, the absolute authority in the Bible. And I said, but don't you own a Bible? He said, yeah, I own a Bible. He said, but if I were to do what you do, he said, I really believe they will kill me. He told me that he was afraid that if he said, if I go out and I actually say and preach the way you're doing, talk the way you're doing as a judge, he said, I really believe that they will kill me. There you go. This is what we're living in now today, isn't it? That's our society.
I've been threatened twice.
Yeah.
Been
there, done that. I know.
Right.
Okay. I've been shot at. They've tried to run me over. They tried to stab me in the eye. They did poison me once. Okay. But nothing can happen to you until the Lord's finished with you. As long as... And that's why Donald Trump's still out there, okay?
Right.
Until the Lord's finished, when the Lord is finished with you, then we get to go home. John, you got to tell us how we can get to go home, go to where we want to go and not to where the majority are going to end up.
Pastor Ernie, how much time is left?
You got about, what's he got, Andy, 6 minutes?
Pastor Ernie, could you take a minute and pray for the judge, please?
Sure, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just want to hold Judge up in this. Lord, give him wisdom and direction and surround him with wise counsel, Father God. Give him that boldness that he can have that boldness because he's standing. The righteous are as bold as lions. In this case, Father God, let him again go with all of his heart and all of his might to overturn that issue one, Father God. Because it's the righteous thing, because the cause is the righteous cause. So we ask that you put your anointing on him, put your mantle on him, and bless him. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Ernie, I love 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I thought just reading the scriptures, just let the scriptures speak for themselves, would be the way tonight to share the gospel.
That's a good passage. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. This is the hope when we come to Christ as our Savior, that the old bondage falls off us. All that sin leaves us. We're new creations in Christ.
and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. We're reconciled. All that sin is reconciled by what Christ did on the cross, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So as believers, we should be sharing what God has done in Christ for us. To wit, now look at this, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself and not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. God loves you so much that he took the person of Jesus Christ. He was a perfect man without sin, and on the cross he died and shed his blood to pay the penalty for sin. That's the depth of the love God has for you. To wit, God was in Christ. He was literally God. Jesus Christ was the only begotten Son of God. Now, verse 20. Now we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead that you be reconciled to God. So Pastor Ernie and myself, and I'm sorry for the lawyer's name, we're
Judge David.
We're here telling you the message as from God. He's using us to tell you the truth. Now we go to the knockout punch here. Verse 21. For he that made him, so that's God, made him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us. See? He took out our sin. He became sin for us. Who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. This is how you're reconciled, by believing Jesus Christ was the sinless, only begotten Son of God, who shed his blood on the cross to pay the penalty for sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So what happens is, when you confess Christ and you repent of your sins, God makes a trade. He takes, Christ died on the cross to pay the penalty for the sin, and God imparts Christ's righteousness in you. And this is why you have eternal life.
1 minute, John. One minute. 1 minute. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So anyone can right now can repent of sin and follow just what I said. Confess Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Pastor Ernie, I feel complete now. We're out of time.
I know, yeah, we're coming up to the end there, but that's very, very good, folks. Like, then that's the most important thing you'll ever do. Then you'll never do anything that could mean as much to you as receiving Christ as your Savior. There are absolutes, and believe me, God's Word, the Bible, makes it very, very clear. That's one of them. Well, we're out of time. Judge, I want to thank you for being here.
Thank you, Pastor Ernie.
Folks out there, all in Northeast Ohio, look for Judge David Engler upon your, when you go to vote, vote for Judge Engler. And as appellate court judge in the 11th Appeals Court. Well, until tomorrow, we say thanks for being here. Good night. God bless. And always, 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 let's do it. You ready? Keep fighting the fight. 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 Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
So here's how you can save up to 70% on your favorite brands. FromRebel.com has everything for your home, family, and life, from strollers to skincare at unbeatable prices. Every day, Rebel drops thousands of new products for up to 70% off. It's a constant stream of endless deals from brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Nespresso, Breville, Wilson, Dyson, Caraway, and more. Every listing is one of a kind, and the best things go first, so you have to move fast. Save big on your favorite brands. Shop now for up to 70% at FromRebel.com.